A recommendation to stop making people with terminal cancer sign a form stating they have 6 months to live or risk losing their benefits has been rejected by the Department of Communities. The proposal was made in an independent review of the personal independence payment assessment process, which was part of a major overhaul of the benefit system. But officials at Stormont say it would be for incoming ministers to determine if they wish to initiate any review of the current arrangements. Lynette McHenry is a mother of two with terminal cancer. She says the form was like a death warrant, as doctors have no idea how long she could survive.
The assessor came out, and in actual fact, the assessor was quite shocked at why they were coming to see me. And said that there was a form that I could get my GP to complete, which would save all this. But I said to her that no, I knew what form she was referring to, and it's a form that you have to get your GP to complete or your oncologist to complete to say that you've got 6 months to live. So there was no way I was prepared to get that form signed. It's like signing, getting somebody to sign your death warrant.
Lynette is with us this morning. Lynette, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning. And yet,
Hi. And yet
you've spoken out about this. There's been this independent review recommending that they do not force people like you to do this, and the Department of Communities refusing to budge.
Yeah, well, it just seems to be that whenever you go through the whole PIP application process, it's so long and withdrawn out that whenever I had started this process in August, I had already been getting DLA, and I had been getting it since my diagnosis of breast cancer in 2015. But it was whenever I had been told then that I had to apply for PIP that I was told I had to get the form filled in. So I filled the form in, and whenever I filled the form in, I then put all my medication on it, put all my consultants. I have an oncologist, a neurologist, and a neurosurgeon, and I put all the information on the form. The girl came out, did the interview, 90-minute interview, and then I was told that I had to have a second interview because they didn't have enough information. When I asked what was the information that they needed, they weren't able to tell me, but they just told me that they didn't have that information, but I had to go through a second assessment. So basically, I'm having to go through the whole assessment again. So
you're having to go through the whole assessment again.
Yes.
While you're fighting for your life.
Yeah. So yeah, it just seems that there's no consideration, and I understand that the application for PIP isn't about the condition you have, but it's about how it affects your life. But having had bilateral breast cancer, bilateral mastectomy, secondary cancer in the brain, 3 tumours removed from the brain, and 19 blood transfusions, 12 months of chemo, the list goes on.
They're making you fill out a form.
Yes, and go through the process. So anybody that thinks that what I've been through in the last 3 years hasn't affected me mentally or physically is deluded, you know, but it seems to be that I have to go through this form to get some sort of entitlement.
How do you feel about the Department of Communities refusing to take the advice of this independent review and make you sign essentially a form to say you're going to die within 6 months?
I think it's so cruel, because anybody in my situation, and I'm speaking for everybody that's in my situation, I was diagnosed with terminal cancer at 38 years of age. And, you know, no matter what age you are, you have always to have hope that you're going to live. But to save time and to save all the effort of going through all this form, you have to actually sign your death warrant. Well, then, no, you know, I would rather do without the money, and I would rather be here for my kids than then sign that form to say that I've only 6 months to live. I hope that it's another 5 years before I have 6 months to live, but I'm certainly not going to be putting it on a form to say that I've only 6 months to live.
Psychologically, what would it mean to you, Lynette, signing that form? Essentially saying that, you know, you're going to be dead within 6 months. And I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry to be... It feels insensitive to me saying this, but what's more insensitive is that if I didn't convey to people what the reality is that they're asking you to sign. Yeah, so what does that do to you psychologically?
Psychologically, it's just totally unfair. I don't want to think of my last 6 months of living, and I certainly wouldn't like to think that in the last 6 months of living that I'm going to have to fill in forms to get a payment for money to support me in my last 6 months of living, you know. So I just think it's completely cruel. And, you know, it's not just probably about people who have terminal cancer. This is people who have terminal illnesses of anything. Heart conditions or anything, you know, to make them go through just to get some sort of help, some sort of financial help, is absolutely shocking.
What do you say to the Department of Communities?
Well, for the Department of Communities, I would like to know why they haven't replied to my data protection request, because whenever I got my phone call to say that I had to go through a second interview, I completed a letter and sent it to the data protection officer of the Department of Communities asking for my file and asking for all correspondence between Capita and the Department of Communities. And that was over 6 weeks ago, and I still haven't even had an acknowledgement or a receipt of the documentation. So I would like to ask them why they haven't got back to me with that, because whenever I'm asking what additional information would you like, they're telling me we don't know. So, well, maybe if I seen my file, I could see what information they were missing. I can't understand what information they're missing, but whenever I've actually had to describe in detail every single operation I've had, every single blood transfusion, the sickness, you know, being on a syringe driver with chemotherapy, you know, whenever I have had to describe that in detail, I still can't understand what information it is that they're missing. So maybe if I had my file and could see, then I would be able to help them, you know. But it'd be interesting to see what the Department of Communities say about my Data Protection Act request, because I believe that it's actually 4 weeks to have get back to me with the information, and yet I haven't done it.
Walter Rader is the author of the report into the independent review of the move from DLA to PIP. Mm-hmm. Good morning to you, Walter.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So you made these recommendations, some of which the Department of Communities has rejected, including this requirement for people like Lynette to sign a six-month note to say they'll be dead within that period. Is that callous? Is it insensitive? What word would you describe to it? Or is it practical and realistic and part of...
Well, part of the reason behind the recommendation which I made was based on a significant number of people providing evidence to the review earlier this year. And there were many stories, many personal tales, very similar to Lynette's, and it's not for me to get into Lynette's individual case, obviously, but there were many pieces of evidence provided to me, and I felt it was appropriate to make that recommendation for many of the reasons that you've just been discussing. I know that there's discussion going on in Scotland on a similar basis. The department have said in their response yesterday that they simply cannot implement my recommendation, and they set out on page 14, as you know, the reasons why, including that if there was to be any deviation from the Department of Work and Pensions arrangements, that would have to be decided by a local minister here.
And we have none.
I felt that Lynette has already referred to the matter of that she didn't feel it appropriate to talk to her doctor or to get a signed document which says she has 6 months to live. And it was trying to address that very sensitive matter, that very difficult matter, that I felt it was appropriate to recommend that that six-month rule should be removed. It's interesting that if a decision was made to grant a claimant payments under what are called the special rules, then those payments actually stay in place for up to 3 years before they have to be reviewed again. And I felt it would have been more appropriate, more sensitive, and more relevant for that six-month rule to be removed if a medical practitioner, suitably qualified, signed the fact that someone had a terminal illness. And of course, this, as you've already indicated, this does not just apply to cancer. It could apply to a whole range of medical conditions. However, the department have indicated that they cannot implement that system at this time.
Nicola Mallon's listening to this, the SDLP MLA. I guess the question is, why are we doing this to people?
I want to say, firstly, I think it's extremely brave of Lynette to speak out, because everything that she is going through with her illness, everything that she is having to come to terms with, and everything that she is now being put through because of this cruel system, she still finds the strength to speak out, not just for herself, but for other people, because there are many people in Lynette's situation. We have been battling for some time to get this 6 month. It's an arbitrary 6 month life expectancy rule change. And we brought people with terminal illnesses to sit face to face with the policymakers in the Department for Communities to hear from them what this does, because absolutely no one should be spending the last bit of time that they have left worrying about going through an intrusive face to face assessment, sitting waiting up to 3 months to know whether they're going to get their entitlements or not. And we can see in Scotland that they have recognised that this is cruel and that they're now moving to take away that arbitrary six-month rule and make it the case that if you have a clinical prognosis of a terminal illness, then you can be fast-tracked through the system. Now, we're in the absolutely shameful situation where we can't implement that because we don't have a minister and it requires legislative change. But I organised a letter signed by all of the five parties saying that we agree to this. All of the five parties who would be entitled to a place to the executive. And so the department, rather than just dismissing and rejecting out of hand that recommendation, should be doing all of the research and all of the preparatory work so that if and when...
Well, they're not rejecting it out of hand. They're saying while the department determines the opinion of the... acknowledges the opinion of the reviewer, it'll be for incoming ministers to determine if they wish to initiate any review of the current arrangements in place for the special rules in Northern Ireland, taking account of the position in Great Britain.
Yeah, but the point that I've made to them on multiple occasions, and I make again this morning, is that if you have full party consensus on this, full political consensus, then they should be doing all of the necessary preparatory work so that when a minister comes in, they can then say, green light, hit the green button absolutely on day one so that we can begin the change. Not all sit back and wait so that when we get a minister in, if the minister precedes this, then we have to go through the rigmarole of getting the legislation prepared and all of that.
Well, look, there is another story that I want to bring this morning to the public's attention. It is an astonishing story. The context of this, the Department of Communities has also rejected another recommendation from the independent review into PIP, into Walter's review. The department has suggested that there should be no enhanced training for assessors